Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and today is the 20th of October, 2020. Lots of 20s in there, as a matter of fact. So welcome to our show today. We got a really nice show. As you all of you know, I work closely with good friends over at Curriculum Associates. They have their product called iReady, and most people are fairly familiar with that product and what a great company they are. And I work closely with them. And they named Margate Elementary School down in Margate, Florida, and Broward County, one of their exemplar schools. And the reason is, besides, I'm sure there's many reasons, but one of the key reasons is that even during this pandemic, they were able to continue a great close relationships with students and faculty and support sustainable success through a school culture of building relationships. And my friends at Curriculum Associates thought it might be nice if we had a nice interview with Tom Schroeder, who is the principal there, and Vicky Flournoy, who is the assistant principal there, and talk to them about how they did that. That's what we're going to do on this particular show. We're going to archive this show over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. And as most of you know, that is the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. Again, ace-ed.org, and everybody listening who is in education is welcome to join. It's free to all educators. It's an industry-supported consortium. Okay, that's trying to create solutions to the equity challenges that exist. All right, and we're using the industry and all K-12 educators who want to join with us to make that happen. We publish a terrific magazine. It's an online journal called Equity and Access. If you go over to ace-ed.org, you'll really enjoy it. Flip through, enjoy it, and I hope you join with us. All right, you'll see a big icon for podcasts, and that's where all of our education talk radio podcasts are, at ace-ed.org. We tweet over at EduTalk Radio if you want to follow us over there. And let me bring on Tom and Vicky. And I have, I think, a special message for Vicky. I'm not sure I'm kind of going. There we go. Vicky, are you there? It's Larry Jacobs here. Vicky?
Good morning. Yes, this is Vicky Flournoy.
Well, Vicky, is today your birthday by any chance?
Oh, my goodness. Yesterday was. Thank
yesterday.
You.
Yesterday, if I may, and you're going to have to pardon for this. Tom, you might want to hold your ears. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Vicky. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
Love it. Thank you so much. I feel so special.
Well, it's a special day for a special lady. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show. Tom, I should have asked you to join in, Tom Schroeder. What do you think?
No, you absolutely do not want to hear me sing. That is something you would all run, and all the listeners would be going away in droves. But I'm so glad that we could highlight the world's best co-principal, Ms. Vicky Flournoy, who
made my day. Thank you so much.
And yeah. By the way, I love what you just said, though you probably say it all the time. It's rare I hear that. Normally, Vicky's position is called assistant principal, and you said co-principal.
Absolutely.
I think that's great, man.
We're in this together. I'm grateful and blessed to have Vicky by my side. We've been together for 6 years, but we've been lifelong friends and known each other through the educational system. So to have a co-principal that helps lead our community, I am just very blessed to have her in my life. And it's a wonderful thing, and I'm glad we could start out with showering her with some love and good wishes.
And we did indeed. And again, I apologize for my horrible singing voice, Vicky. But the thought
it sounded great.
Beautiful.
It couldn't. All right. If that's the case, Tom, it's not your singing that's bad. It's your ears.
Well, that could be the case, too. Although I am married to a music teacher who continually says, please do not sing. Please do not sing. He gets very embarrassed. But I still like to sing because it is a joy, but no one wants
it
to
is.
Listen to it.
And I usually run through that. So it was my pleasure to serenade Vicky there with that wonderful song. Well, let's go over. Vicky, you're the co-principal. Tell us about Margate Elementary School. I want to hear. Just describe the school to us. And a lot of people start that off with free and reduced lunch. It kind of gives a picture perhaps to other educators of the community. But just talk about your school. Talk about everybody, what the makeup of it is.
I absolutely love Margate Elementary. It's a family school. school. I tell you, I always compare it to Disney. It is a great place to be. Many of our community members have gone here as students, and then they stayed in the neighborhood, brought their children, even some who've moved out of the neighborhood. They wanted their children at Margaret Elementary.
Oh.
Many of our teachers were students here. They came back to teach.
Wow.
They brought their children to come through. It's just a really, really nice school. What I loved about it from day one is our motto, which is excellence through caring. And I tell you, Mr. Schroeder has done an amazing job in setting the tone of love. He's known in the community. You can't go to a local restaurant or anywhere near Margate and people not recognize him because he really has made an impact on just establishing not only, of course, the excellence, you know, of education and academic gains and learning, but he make sure that we all understand that children have to know that you care for them before they want to know what you know. And so that certainly has been echoed throughout our school, our community. Love Margaret Elementary. We've been here 60 years plus and generations, again, generations upon
generations
have come back to make a difference and do whatever they can to continue the legacy here.
And, Tom, I know you're in Broward County. I'm trying to place Margaret in my head. I know Hollywood and that area.
Yes.
Where are you in relation to that?
We are outside of Fort Lauderdale. So if you know where Fort Lauderdale is,
we're
to the west of, just to the west of Fort Lauderdale. Margaret is an amazing city in an amazing Broward County. I'm Broward-raised, Broward-born.
There you go.
Right here, and we are just blessed not only to be in the city of Margaret, which is a great municipality, but also in the entire county of Broward County. We're very proud to be Broward County Public Schools. I'm a product of Broward County Public Schools, as is Vicki, both of us, and I'm a graduate of Piper High School, and Vicki is a Panther from Dillard.
Wait a minute, your school is Panther?
Yeah, she's never left being a Panther. Yeah, I was a Bengal, but now I'm a Panther.
Yeah.
We kept within the cat family, but we are just very, very proud. So it is a suburb outside of Fort Lauderdale. So if people know Fort Lauderdale, we're just about 20 minutes west of Fort Lauderdale, and
so
just proud to be here.
So if I'm flying into Lauderdale Airport, are you like on the flight path so you can see the planes flying over or what?
Yes, we a little bit. Yes, we are, like I said, a little bit west. When you think of, if you've heard of Sawgrass Mills Mall, which is famous in the area, Sawgrass is about 15 minutes from us. So we're in between like Fort Lauderdale and the Sawgrass, and been a lifelong resident. I actually went to school in the city of Margaret, and not at Margaret Elementary, although many people think I did. I went to Atlantic West down the street, and then my family moved out to where Sawgrass was. But it's just a wonderful place. We're very blessed to be in this community and blessed to be in Broward County and very proud to be a member of the Broward County Public Schools. We have a great superintendent, a wonderful school board, just really great leaders who know that it's all about kids, educating children one child at a time.
Yeah, you know that too, by the way, that it's all about kids. And obviously, again, congratulations to both of you and everybody on the staff and faculty about becoming a exemplar school from, again, my good friends over at Curriculum Associates, and they are very good friends of ours here. Okay, and they're a very equity-oriented company. They're a very rigorous curriculum. And I'll tell you, just in talking to people, like their iReady stuff, not to do a plug here, but I know it works great. There's some funny stories about that, how I know all that, just meeting people and just telling them what I do, and they bring it up. But so when I respect when they tell me to talk to a school because I really I like the way they think. And, you know, I want you to talk about I know that your academics are good and all that thing, but I want you to talk about this building a community and building relationships because Florida, and you're still kind of in the process, you got hit pretty heavily by the pandemic, by COVID, okay?
Yep.
And everything, as we all know, stopped dead on November 13th, and all of a sudden we're in chaos mode. But what you built over long before that, okay, really mattered, I'm sure. That's what I want you to talk about, as you had to kind of rebuild that community remotely, okay? And I'd love you to talk about what you guys, you and Vicki and your team, have done over the years, okay? And you can swing it between the two of you, done over the years to build that sense of community relationship. So I'll just let you talk for a few minutes. Go do
perfect.
It. Tell us what
yes.
you did.
Well, yeah. absolutely. Well, we know, as I think Vicki started out, with our motto is excellence through caring. And the very first thing that we need to know and we need to center ourselves around is love. We're all about the connection and the engagement of kids. So here at Margate, a big way that we start our day is with a hug, a high five, or a handshake, and we greet children by names. It's something that we've had in place since I've been here for 16 years. It actually predates me to previous administration, and it's just continued to follow through. So that has always been a huge cornerstone of what I feel is a success, is making a relationship with every child. And the easiest way to make a relationship with a child, an adult, a staff member, a community member, is to greet them, to recognize them, to give them eye contact, to acknowledge them by name, to make sure that we have a smile. So it's something that has been very strategic at this school, to really focus in on that greeting. Obviously, when the pandemic happened and we were remote, you know, we had to think about, okay, the high five, the hug, the handshake. We came up with virtual hugs. We came up with virtual high fives. We still acknowledged by name. So that connection, that engagement, as Vicki said, children don't care about what you know until they know that you care. And people are going to remember how you made them feel. And so that has always been our priority. It is first connecting on a human level with everyone in our purview, whether they be big or small, and everything in between. And then the education, if you have that strong foundation, which we have at this school, will follow, because children need to feel safe and loved, and then we can get into, you know, the academics. And I know Vicki can probably expound on a little bit more of the projects that we've had both in pandemic and pre-pandemic.
Right. I just want to say something. Hold on, Vic, for 1 second. I just want to say, and I think I have this number right, your school has about 1,000 students in it?
Correct.
Tom? That's
correct.
A lot of kids for an elementary school.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, it really is. And by the way, I went to Overbrook High School in Philadelphia. We were the Panthers. I just want you to know that. Okay, but that was a long time ago. There were now very old Panthers, by the way, at least my class is. Okay, aging
But once
Panthers,
you're a Panther,
maybe,
you're always a Panther.
Always
once
a Panther.
Once a Panther, always a Panther.
Okay, but, you know, it's really interesting what you're saying, but how do you remember the names, you? Because you said you greet every kid by name, and I just want to talk about this. All right, there's 1,000 kids. How do you do that? That's pretty good.
It takes practice. I will tell you, it is, you know, people marvel at that, what Vicki and I can do every day. The yearbook is a wonderful tool, and so I tell all my colleagues, make sure you take the yearbook, you take it home and you study it.
Wow.
I make little connections with kids, so for example, I'll tell you a funny story. This is a student who's now graduated in college, and for some reason, his name was Matthew, and he just looked like an Ethan to me. I'm not sure why, and so I got confused, and I would say, hey, Ethan, and he would correct me a couple of times, and then he said, you know what, Mr. Schroeder, I really like the name Ethan. I think I'm going to go by Ethan now. And I said, oh, but honey, I think your name is actually Matthew. I figured it out. And he's like, yeah, but to you, I'm Ethan. So to this day, he's now in college. He'll write to me and say, hey, it's your Ethan, a.k.a. Matthew. And I think it's just remembering little tricks for the kids. And sometimes when we have siblings, as Vicki spoke about generational families, I might say, good morning, Schroeder family. And then everyone in it knows that they're included with the Schroeder family. And then I worry about the specific names. But there's a strategy to it, and you have to practice. And Vicki does very well at that as well. Vicki?
So the joke is you greet every kid by name, but not necessarily theirs. That's the joke.
Right. And then it may become their name. It may become their name because as long as they know love.
Exactly.
And thankfully, he's the only one that I have changed his name in my tenure of 16 years at the school, but that's not to say that may not happen in the future.
And Ethan's a pretty good name. Go ahead, Vicki, go ahead.
As I was going to say, one of the strategies, too, that we use is, from day one, we teach the children during the greeting, you greet by name. And it's okay if you don't know their name initially, but if you keep again, repeating your name or asking what's your name so that you can offer the proper greeting, eventually you do start making those connections. I mean, it is one of our standard greetings, making eye contact and then certainly trying to make sure that we acknowledge everyone by name. But, you know, as we were talking, there are so many things that, you know, even pre-pandemic, one of the things that amazed me was the opening of school, the New Year celebration here at Margaret Elementary. It is like a carnival. I had never, and I had heard about it before coming here, but when I tell you, even families who have gone on, children who are in high school or even graduated, they come out to our new school year celebration just to see everyone. But just, it is something to behold where, again, we celebrate a new school year. Another event that just brings the community in is our fall festival. Again, those are all pre-pandemic, and then we have had to transition to our celebrations virtually, and it's amazing,
yeah,
again, even to have people just virtually joining our Zooms, where we've had to expand our capacity just to allow people to come in and just join the party. So we've been strategic in continuing to maintain those relationships and, again, just trying to know, you know, people by name, learn things about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just hello, but we try to find out, you know, what's important to them, what do they like, so that we can ask those questions, and it will help us know if their day is starting out in the right way.
That's a good
right.
answer. And Vicki, are you back to school? I don't know the situation
yes.
in Broward. Are you
yes.
guys all back
yes.
to school 100%?
Yep. We are.
Yeah. So all
we,
the kids.
We have kids in the building.
Okay, so kids
some
in
children
building,
in the
like
building.
Normal.
But
yeah.
but not 100% of the kids are back in the building. We have about a third of our community that has returned to face-to-face instruction, and about two-thirds remain virtual from home, and they're all connected. And, you know, in this pandemic,
yeah.
you spoke about relationships, and there are nuances to developing virtual relationships as well as face-to-face, but the most important common thread is love. Is making sure that people feel valued, people feel connected, people feel engaged. And you can do that through a computer, through a telephone, through a home visit, or in person. It really has, that is not a barrier that we have found. It's just meant that we had to get a little bit more creative with how we maintained and established
yeah.
those relationships.
And how about with kids? You said two-thirds, and again, I know every school district is different, but you said two-thirds of the kids are remote right now. And, of
Correct.
Course, kids started the school year. This is in August, I think, in Florida.
Yep.
I'm up in Maine, okay? And so, you know, how did you start building the relationship, okay,
well,
and the culture with new kids who are coming in when it's not obviously not the same anymore? For two-thirds
and that's
of
a great. Yep. And we actually, I'll take us back a little bit to spring, to March 13th, which was the last day that we
yep.
had on campus here at school
yep.
before the pandemic really came in. And that was the most important thing that we made goals as a school. And our goals as a school collaboratively in a shared leadership was that we wanted our kids engaged, we wanted them connected, we wanted them loved, and we wanted them to feel as normal as possible. So my teachers are amazing. And I say my teachers, I mean our teachers, because this school belongs to this community, not to one person or one group of individuals. It belongs to the entire community. Our teachers went above and beyond, and they had live instruction, live teaching, whether it be through Zoom or Microsoft Teams, daily. You know, and they connected with those kids. And, you know, it might have been, you know, it took us a little while. And when you get to the point about creating new relationships, we couldn't just start
yeah.
with the Florida State standards. We had to start with, you know, how are you feeling at home? How are you feeling comfortable? What's listening to them, taking mindfulness, which is a big initiative of our district, making sure that we're checking in on everybody with their social emotional. So I think that we never lost that connection because we maintained live, I say face-to-face, but face-to-face through a Zoom, all the way from March through the summer. And then even over the summer, we engaged our families virtually. We held evening events on the computer. We would put out our school-wide Zoom, and we'd say, hey, we're going to read a story tonight. Come join us if you're new to Margate. And when parents were registering, we sent them the link on the email. We, you know, had our marquee going, join us Sunday night for story time, so that we were already making them feel like they were still part of the school community. That has been Vicki and mine and the entire staff's goal, is to make sure that kids feel engaged, connected, love, and that we provide as much normalcy in a very unique situation as possible. And I feel that if those things are met, everything else comes, all the skills and all the strategies and all the specific action steps will come if you do those.
Right. And by the way, you guys did, I have to say this, and you know this, I'm going to get into something else for a second, but even with the pandemic, I just want everybody to know Margate Elementary, okay, increased your Florida State letter grade. You did better. You did good. Congratulations.
We did good. Well, actually, thank you for the kudos. I want to make sure that we communicate in an articulate way that we increased our letter grade from 1819 to 1920. During the 1920 school year, we did not take the FSA here in Florida. The governor suspended testing. So we continued and I appreciate the kudos. I feel that we've always been an A school, but we are currently still a B school. We're proud of that. And we did increase that letter grade the previous year, but there was a suspension in the state of Florida with all state testing as it was nationally, as well as with the accountability system. So I know that when we take the test this year, we will be an A for awesome because our community is amazing in this area.
I love that. And, you know, people are always talking about how a lot of the things we're learning, and by the way, I always say this, the pandemic is terrible. We all agree with that, and kids have lost, people have lost their lives, obviously. It's created chaos and, you know, economics disasters, economy disasters and all that sort of thing. It's terrible, but there are, from all these lemons raining down, we can make some lemonade. And what you said a minute ago, I have to ask you, you said that, you know, with the pandemic and, you know, your need to build these relationships and all that, both of you, that you did a lot of stuff over the summer virtually. But I'm curious, A, if you did that prior to the pandemic, and because it works so well, this is one of the things, will you continue to do that in the future? And either Tom or Vicki can answer that. I'll throw it to Tom. If you want to pass it to Vicki, you can.
Okay. I always love to pass everything to Vicki because she's an amazing thought partner with me. But I'll start with that and then, you know, turn it over to her. But yes, we did. Community outreach is one of the cornerstones of our school, and it's really a cornerstone of our district. I really want to highlight my colleagues and fellow schools here in Broward County Public Schools as well, and the direction of the district, because the district has a very strong community outreach program. But that is something that we did over the summer. We used to, pre-pandemic, have a family night, maybe in June or July, where we would meet at a local restaurant, and it would be something that benefited our PTA or would benefit our school. Absolutely. Obviously, with the pandemic, we weren't meeting in restaurants, although Florida is now in phase 3. We still were very cautious, as you said. We want to be respectful of all of our communities and make sure everyone feels safe. So we did turn to the virtual aspects of, like I said, a dance night on Zoom, a story time on Zoom. So, and you, seeing me dance is quite an interesting feat. Seeing Vicki dance is amazing, right? Vicki, you're a great dancer.
She's got to be better than you. I know
she is.
I don't know you, but I know she's a better dancer than you are, Tom.
No, she's excellent. I'm going to tell you, she's also a better singer. You're talking to someone who has a trained voice, who graduated with, was in the vocal department and leads Sunday service as well. So she truly has a beautiful singing voice. So she's a great singer and a dancer. I just moonlight a little bit as it. It's not my normal job.
Right. That's great. Vicki, the singer and dancer. You don't have to treat us to a little bit of singing, but, what do you see coming out of the pandemic in terms of relationship building and this culture that's going to linger for a while? Vicki Florida.
I think it is one of the things we were doing, I will say, prior to, and that is, again, just not giving up. You know, when we see that a family is not engaging, we continue to work with them. And what we found is oftentimes if you find out what the need is and we help that family meet the need, then we're able to pull the child in and continue to, again, engage them academically. And so we have continued, you know, to make those phone calls. If we have not had the students engaged at the level we feel they should be, reaching out to those families, trying to find out, you know, how we can connect them. Many, even, you know, during the pandemic where we worked with the district, you know, to get hotspots so that they can, you know, connect and make sure that they are continuing to engage online. And so those are things we will continue to do. We will find out what it is that they need. We always tell our families that, you know, while we, yes, our children are the reason we're here, but we also support them. If parents, especially when you're dealing with, you know, new standards, parents sometimes find it a challenge. And so we, again, reassure them that we are a support and a resource for them, too, whatever they need. If they need to understand how to help their children better, that's what we're here for. And I think that has been really the glue that's kept us together, and it's been what we've, the magnet that has brought, you know, families in that would ordinarily just, you know, disengage, but they just love having that attention and knowing that we truly care about them.
Yeah, it sounds like you really do care about them. Well, I have a question. It's a little interesting to my point of view, and I just remember this even from when I was a kid, which was 10,000 years ago. You know, what you guys do is fabulous, and it really gets kids moving along through the life of the K-12 kid. But all these kids that you teach are going to go on to middle school. All right, and that can be, I know, remember it was for me back in those days, it was going on to junior high school, but when you go to middle school, it's a shock to the system, so to speak, and you guys have built a wonderful relationship and culture, and how do you prepare kids to move from, and I don't know which middle schools they go to, but how do you prepare the kids for, I'll call it just for the sake of this conversation, the shock of the major change of going into middle school when you guys are so closely knit in elementary school?
I think that that's a really great question. And so one of the things that we do is we have very close communication and relationships. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the business of the school. I'm trying to pipe in for a custodial cleanup. But we do. We work very closely with our feeder middle schools, Margate Middle, which is right down the street with us. And so good thing is we partner with them, you know, several significant times. Our kids go over and visit the middle school. The middle school comes to us. And so that way it's not that shock factor that you speak of. And we do a lot of work, especially in the second semester of fifth grade, really preparing our students for how they're going to navigate from going from one teacher. In our case, in our elementary school, we are not departmentalized, which means that our kids have just one homeroom teacher as well as their special area teachers for the fine arts. However, that they're going to go from one to six. And so we tell them that it's really about relying on the skills and strategies we've taught them, the most important being that it is about connecting with everyone. There is absolutely nothing that cannot be accomplished if you connect with someone. And it's about finding what you have in common, not what is different. And we really focus in on that unity piece, which I know you talked about equity, is making sure that they feel very unified with the adults. And so we all have to work on what is it that I share in common with this other human, in this case for a child, a teacher. So we teach them that adaptability of how they're looking for that, and we have always found success with our kids when they go to middle school. And to Vicky's point that she talked to earlier, they'll come back because pre-pandemic, they volunteered at the Fall Festival. They volunteered, you know, at our family nights, and they would come back, and they'd be like, Mr. Schroeder, Ms. Flournoy, we had a great, we're loving eighth grade. We miss you. And I said, well, good, but are you making us proud? And they're like, we're making you proud. Here's our report card. You know, you can call we've called teachers over at the middle school or the high school to check on kids that are very important to us. So I think it's just about establishing both internal relationships as well as those external relationships with your feeder pattern schools, whether it be middle school, high school. And like I said, Broward is very strong in that fabric because we have innovation zones. And so we're part of an entire innovation zone in which the elementary, the middle, and the high schools all feed together. And even though we're a very large district, the sixth largest in the country, we are connected with 10 schools in the Coconut Creek Innovation Zone so that our kids follow some natural progression. So I think that really helps us to maintain those relationships and to not allow it to be some type of a shock value for our kids.
Yeah, and again, not only is it the challenge just moving from one school to another, but now with COVID, it's even nuttier. Okay, if I could use that term, it's just wild.
Interesting. That's the word. We say interesting when we want to say everything. We go, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, it's nutty. It's nutty, and teachers are really doing a good job, and educators
are
doing a really good job. I'm curious, and Vicki, you could perhaps answer this, with one-third of your kids are back and two-thirds are staying back. Obviously, people had a choice. Okay, I guess the parents had a choice of what to do. How are the teachers handling that? How's that being set up? Right, to handle with two-thirds of your class still remote and one-third being in there. What's going on with that, Vicki? Because that's tough. That's tough to manage and tough to do. Vicki?
You know what? I will tell you, one of the things we really admire about our teachers is that they are leaders throughout our district. Many teachers in other schools, you know, really try and partner with their teachers. They've done an amazing job in making sure, of course, that we are engaging and you know, happy to see the ones who made it back, but then also really investing time to make sure the ones who are still at home and still virtually learning, that they feel like they have that attention and that engagement as well. Mr. Schroeder and I, we have morning announcements that we continue to, again, engage our students, both the ones that are here live and the ones at home, trying to make sure that all of the boys and girls feel like they have that intention, that engagement. We're just really, really, again, many of the children are emailing. They have the ability through the system that we use. They'll send us a note, a personal note, Mr. Schroeder or I, and we continue, you know, and same thing with the teachers. The teachers are you know, again, having what I love about the tools that we use, they can still have virtual small meetings, you know, with students who are either individually or if they have a group of students that they have a common, you know, thing they want to address, then they're able to have just a small group meeting, even virtually, with the students who are home and then even the students that are live by using the computers that they have. So I will say that the teachers have been the greatest instrument in making it all come together, making sure that both the children that are live and the children at home are getting what they need. We have our support staff. We have a reading coach, math coach. We have our guidance counselor, our social worker. You know what? Even our school resource officer, you know, he's helping us if there, you know, are children that we need some special attention. He's gone out to the home to kind of help us, you know, again, make sure that they're okay and that they're connected. We have a person that's helping with technology. So all of us, we all have our hands, you know, in just trying to do what we can. It takes a village, you know, to educate our children, and we're all chipping in and doing what we can.
Boy, and that was a great answer, by the way. You know, these are tough times, and you guys are really just superlative, literally exemplars in this crazy world. And thank you for mentioning the school resource officer doing their job. I know how hard they work.
Just to interject, we are so fortunate in the city of Margate to have a legend as our school resource officer. We have several in our city. We have Officer Tony Correccia, who has been a lifelong member, as well as Officer John Harrison. And then the city has provided a relief officer in Officer William Evans. And they actually really invest in the city and the county in making sure that our kids are protected and safe, and they really view their role as establishing relationships with their community outreach.
That's
and
key.
You will find them buying pizza for the kids, making sure that the children know that they're safe. So I'm so glad that Vicki mentioned that, because that is a really important, instrumental part of our school. Is, as she said, it really does take a village, and it is an entire family. We don't refer to ourselves as the Margate staff. We are the Margate family. And
that's
as a family, we all have a role to which to play to make sure that the end result is that our kids feel engaged, connected, loved, and normal, and of course then educated, which is our primary goal, but you have to have those other things happen before you can get
to that. I was just going to say, if all the other things are lining up, the education's going to be the easy part.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, it's that simple, and you guys have figured that out. We got to go. I want to thank you for giving me 35 minutes, 40 minutes of your time. You're really good leaders, I got to tell you. And
thank you.
Got great people working with you.
Well,
so thank you both. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Vicky, when are the restaurants open, Vicky? Are the restaurants open again?
Yes, we're
all right, Matt, make sure Tom takes you out for your birthday.
We are, and the best thing is I'm so excited. I'm talking to someone from Maine because I will be traveling there this weekend because I love the state of Maine. So I'm very
excited.
You're
coming up this weekend? Where are you going?
I'm coming up this weekend. I am going to Freiburg, Maine.
That's
you know
very
Freiburg?
Close to me. We're in Freiburg all the time. I'm in Freiburg all the time.
I live in a little town
called Cornish. Why are you going to Freiburg?
I have friends that live in Freiburg. They
I'll
are snowbirds, doing. and they also live in Boynton and teach in our district. And I went up to Maine for the very first time, and I love Florida. I'm a native, but I fell in love with that state. So I'm taking my parents up there this weekend, and we're going to be looking for possibly a summer location.
I hope you find it. We live in Cornish, about 35 minutes away.
Okay.
We're in Freiburg. We're in Freiburg all the time. In fact, I bought my car at Freiburg Motors. There you go.
Loved it. So it was when you said Maine, I nearly leapt out of my chair because my whole community knows I'm in love with Maine, love Florida, but very excited to go back to the great state of Maine.
Have a great trip, Tom. Really,
thank
just
you.
Enjoy yourself
thank
up
you.
Here. And by the way, you do know that everybody in this part of Maine wants to live in either Freiburg or Brownfield because of the quality of schools there. Do you know about Freiburg Academy?
Freiburg. I know all about it. Yep, it's an unbelievable institution. I will say, though, the Broward County Public School is amazing, and specifically Margaret Elementary is stellar. So I have to promote that because that's what I'm all about.
That's right.
Good man. I love the way you took that. Tom, have a safe trip up here.
You too.
Really.
And thank
you. Enjoy it and go shopping in New Hampshire right around the corner from Freiburg, Maine.
I will.
Okay?
Yep.
You guys both
take care
and happy birthday, Vicky.
Thank you so much. So nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
Pleasure on this end, too. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. How about that? Going up to Maine this weekend. That's fantastic. I hope he has a great time. Lobsters are cheap. What can I tell you? All right. And it's actually probably a good weekend to come because the leaves are still on the trees, okay, and the restaurants are still open, okay? The restaurants are, I think, 50% capacity indoors. Okay, right now. So there's still outdoor eating is what I meant. Okay, we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. Join our consortium, everybody. Just go over there and check out what we're doing. It's all about equity. I'm Larry Jacobs, Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.